From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is Oscar-nominated filmmaker Judith Ehrlich. Hey, Judith!
Hello, how are you today?
I'm good, I'm glad you're here. Judith directed The Boys Who Said No, a documentary that tells the story of the resistance movement to the Vietnam War draft. And it'll be screened at the New Parkway Theater in Oakland on December 7th. But right now, we're gonna hear Judith's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay and at home.
Say no, say what? Say no, say no, say no, say what? Say no, say what? Say no.
First up is the exhibit Judy Chicago, a retrospective at the DeYoung Museum in San Francisco. It pays tribute to the pioneering artist's fight against the suppression and erasure of women's creativity. Now, Judith, you describe Judy Chicago as one of the most significant feminist artists. How has she inspired you?
Well, you know, I think she was the first feminist artist I really was aware of. And when she released the Dinner Party, it would have been '70s, I believe. And also the Women's Building was just starting up, and there was a lot of excitement and interest in women taking their place among artists, and also digging up the history of women artists that was really alive and well. And Judy Chicago really always stood out to me as someone with a real vision. And this exhibit, which I'm in Australia, so I haven't had a chance to see it, but looking at the video, which is online from the DeYoung, she's really done a lot more than I was aware of. And I really, really loved her work even more after I saw it. It looks well worth a trip to the DeYoung.
The exhibit is currently open at the DeYoung Museum and runs until January 9th. Your next pick is the Story Slam event, The Moth, and it's happening at Public Works in San Francisco. I've been to The Moth several times, and I always enjoy it. The story subject this round is beginnings, and when we think of beginnings, we think of like birth, a new job, new relationships. I'm sure the stories are going to be really interesting. Have you been to The Moth? What will be your beginning story?
Well, I actually almost won The Moth. I was taken to The Moth the first time I'd ever heard of it by an old friend who's a professional story teller and used to be a radio just jockey and an actor, and I was in LA, and he said, oh, I'm gonna speak at The Moth or tell a story at The Moth. And I went, what's The Moth? And so he said, come with me. And so we got there, and I told him on the way, I told him the story of my night at the Academy Awards, which involved my dress being stepped on and falling apart because the dressmaker hadn't finished it. My husband got arrested. I mean, it was just the worst of life. I mean, the only good thing that happened was we didn't win, because I was not about to go up there with my dress falling off. So, I mean, it was one disaster after the other. I won't go into the details. So I told him the story on the way, and he said, oh, you've got to tell that story.
So for our listeners who've never been to The Moth, that's a sample of what you the kind of stories you'll get there.
Well, it's just real people telling real stories, and it's great. And I listen to it all the time. It's here on it's broadcast in Australia even, but I've always of The Moth, and I think it's a wonderful format. It's always like unexpected and amazing and just authentic.
Yes, that's The Moth at Public Works in San Francisco on December 9th. And your final pick is author Richard Powers. His Pulitzer-winning novel, The Overstory, gives a radical observation of trees and the natural world. You describe it as the most important book you've read in a decade, Judith. Listeners, mark your calendars for April 25th, when he'll be a guest at City Arts and Lectures in San Francisco. So, Judith, what did you take away from his book? Why was it so moving for you?
You know, I've always enjoyed being in the wilderness and in the nature, and always been a backpacker and hiker and swimmer too. I live to swim. This book puts trees in a different... I don't think you ever look at trees the same way again, which is a pretty big deal if you live in the world. I mean, it's like, I don't pass a tree without thinking about what it's thinking about anymore. It's very... ground you in the ground and what's below and what's how trees connect. And also it's about, it's a very multi-layered book about the movements to save the environment and just to how people deal with change in their lives. He's a brilliant writer, and I've read a few of his other books. I think he is one of the best thinkers in the U.S. at the moment. And there's some interviews with him I've listened to that I've just really have even made me more amazed by him.
That's Richard Powers, author of The Overstory. See him at the Sidney Goldstein Theater for City Arts and Lectures on April 25th. Tickets are on sale now. I've been speaking with filmmaker Judith Ehrlich. Check out her documentary, The Boys Who Said No, at the New Parkway Theater on December 7th in Oakland. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit kalw.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds is engineered by James Rowlands and produced by Porfirio Rangel. I'm Janae Darton.